Psalm 74, 18 through 23, that's our psalm as we continue our journey through this great book of the Old Testament. Remember how the enemy has mocked you, Lord. That's what Asaph wrote. Remember how the enemy has mocked you, how foolish people have reviled your name. Do not hand over the life of your dove to wild beast. Do not forget the lives of your afflicted people forever. Have regard for your covenant, because haunts of violence fill the dark places of the land. Do not let the oppressed retreat in disgrace. May the poor and needy praise your name. Rise up, O God, and defend your cause. Remember how fools mock you all day long. Do not ignore the clamor of your adversaries, the uproar of your enemies, which rise continually. In this first part of Psalm 74, Asaph described the hardship that Israel had experienced, and he asked the question, why, God? Why are you letting this happen? Then he took a deep breath and reviewed God's work in the past, and that gave him confidence for the present challenges. Now, in this final section, he puts his request before God. Asaph asked God to come to the rescue. He pleaded with God, rise up and defend your cause. He prayed that God would not forget his people or his covenant with them. Asaph asked that God would work in such a powerful way that the poor and needy praise your name. We never have to be general about our requests. God desires specifics. Specifics allow him to demonstrate his work in memorable ways. When God delivers, there are no coincidences. His divine fingerprints are all over the answer to our prayers. So, Father, we know you hear and answer our prayers because you have answered them so many times in the past. Hear us when we pray again today. We're in great need. Reach down and meet us where we are, and then take us where you want us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.